Hello and welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we went through all of the animated classics, and then we went through all of Pixar, and then we went to the Disney Channel Original Movie Vault, but now here we are, back in a different other place of the vault. I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Oscar.
Oscar, you sound different today.
What are you talking about?
Maybe you'll sound like yourself a little bit later.
Maybe.
For right now, what do you see in this area where we are today?
I see a boy band.
Oh yeah, I see a Tamagotchi.
Ooh yeah, and I see just kidding. Mm-hmm. I see a drawing of a man who works at a convenience store.
I mean, obviously, we are talking about Turning Red. Oh my gosh, it's very exciting. So we are back in the Pixar vault.
Yes, it's Pixar.
There have been a lot of Pixar movies released during the pandemic, and this was the third one to go straight to Disney Plus.
Yeah, and aren't Pixar people upset about that?
I didn't really read any articles or anything, but I did hear it is there. It's confusing because the Disney movies are getting theatrical releases,
yeah.
But
the Pixar ones are not. That's why they're upset about it, because they're like, oh, so we're not good enough to try to get a box office number type thing. And it's, yeah. I don't know, it's like Disney doesn't have faith in the Pixar films anymore.
Do you think so? I don't know.
Pixar used to be better than animated
like
ones.
Licensing and streaming laws and contracts and all that are so confusing and strange. Yeah. I don't really understand what the deal is. Because this is even within the same studio or the same company, so yeah. I don't know what the deal is. I didn't come across that in my notes, but I guess I have to ask, had you seen Turning Red before?
Yes,
I had as well. I know Oscar had not. Oscar, yes. Hopefully will Oscar, normal sounding Oscar, will hopefully be here soon.
Talking about, I'm normal.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, make fun of your voice. It does sound a little bit different though than normal. So we can, while we're waiting on that to possibly happen, we could get into some
bear necessities.
Yeah,
we're back to
panda
bear necessities.
Red panda bear necessities. Are red pandas considered panda bears?
They're classified as pandas because they eat bamboo, but they are nothing like pandas.
Oh, because they're like foxes, kind of, huh?
Yeah, that was just a thing where when they name them, they're like, oh, they eat bamboo, they must be pandas, and it's like, oh, no, they're not even in the same.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oscar, does your voice sound like you again?
Yes. Oh, what did my voice sound like before?
You said you were like, hey, I'm Oscar.
Oh yeah, sorry, I was turning blue.
No. Oh. Well, okay. Well, let's turn red. Yeah. So we were just gonna get into some red panda bear facts. Except that's the one we got into the whole thing about. They're not panda bears.
Gotcha.
They're something else entirely. So Turning Red from 2022. This is Pixar's 25th feature film.
It could rent a car.
Yeah, the big 25. So although this is Domichi's feature-length directorial debut, she won an Oscar for Bao, the Pixar short, which we saw.
That's
and
right.
Let's see this. Okay. So, oh, she said that she took inspiration from 4 Japanese anime, regarding the film's creation, Fruits Sailor Basket.
Well, Fruits Sailor Basket. Moon. Which, yeah. Of course. Listen, I'm an anime freak, so I know all about anime, and I definitely got that. And I literally said to myself as I was watching, this feels very Fruits Basket mixed with Ranma and a Half.
That's, yes, that was the next one I was going to say. Baby. Then Sailor Moon and Inuyasha.
Inuyasha, of course. All classics.
And okay, the first Pixar movie where an on-screen character breaks the fourth wall to narrate.
Oh.
And this is the third feature. That was like
the Emperor's New Groove he did, but that's right. Not Pixar.
Mm-hmm. This is the third Pixar feature to not feature John Ratzenberger.
What?
Oh, he wasn't in it at all.
So he wasn't in Soul or Luca either.
So he hasn't been in the most recent. What's up with him? Is he okay?
I hope so. Maybe he just he just decided to take the pandemic off, because this is another movie. There is a feature length documentary about the making of Turning Red as well, which I really enjoyed. And they show you how they were making it from home, just like these other Pixar films we've seen recently. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a whole different ballgame. So I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't have good Wi-Fi.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Yeah. He's very off the grid. We can talk about our.
Oh, I have a fun Red Panda Bear necessity that's all say smooth like BTS fact. The character of Taeyong in the movie is inspired by Jimin of BTS. But also what's really strange is his name is Taeyong, which is V's actual name. His name is Kim Taeyong. So, but it's spelled different. But I was like, so they also took V's
name? Actual name? That's interesting.
Yeah. And ARMY were both excited and also like, why are they taking and not giving? But whatever. I think Tobishi was like, I'm a big fan of BTS. And honestly, me too. So I enjoyed it. And Taeyong was my favorite of Four Town, so just so you know.
So another fun fact about Four Town is the music was composed by Billie Eilish and Phineas. And Phineas is one of the voices.
Yeah. Is
and
he Jordan Jesse?
Fisher. Okay, so
Jordan Fisher is the main one. We know that. Jordan Fisher, aka from Teen Beach Movie fame.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm,
so the Four Town boys' names are Robert, Jesse, Aaron Z, Aaron T, and Taeyong. And then there's just listed the voices after.
Robert is Jordan.
So it's Jordan Fisher, Phineas O'Connell, Josh Levi, Topher Ngo, and Grayson Villanueva.
Yeah, I think Jesse might be Phineas, because I think he was the other, but I don't know. I know.
Yeah, I think it's listed respectively in order. So the rest of our cast.
Billie Eilish is going to get her second Oscar in a row next year for the Oscars.
That's
for the song, right? We don't know.
Maybe.
So, Rosalie
Taylor
Chang
Swift will also probably be nominated for her song that she did this year. But whatever. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
So Rosalie Chiang as Malin May Lee, Sandra Oh as Ming Lee, Ava Morse as Miriam Mendelssohn, Maitreyi Ramakrishnan as Priya Mangal.
I love her.
Hyun Park as Abby Park. Orion Lee as Jin Lee. Wai Ching Ho as Wu, who's May's grandmother. Tristan Alaric Chen as Tyler Nguyen Baker. And James Hong as Mr. Gao. And then there are a few more listed. I don't remember
who
these other characters are.
Wait, is Mr. Gao the guy who comes in at the end and just the... Because he's also in Mulan, right?
Yes. The older man.
I thought assistant.
Yeah. He was in. He's in something else.
He's in a lot of things.
Oh, he's in so many things. Yeah.
He was recently in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super. I mean, so fun. Also, I'm so amazed that I think a lot of this was also done at home. I could be wrong because I know this was farther into the pandemic, but I'm just remembering watching the companion, I almost said podcast, the companion documentary, and so many of the filmmakers were working on this from home, which is just mind-boggling to me. But I guess if it's all computers, you know, you can do that.
Yeah, but they did have Zoom meetings because you do. That's true. A movie is a collaborative process, as they say.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of info on this, obviously, because it's like a new movie and those have a lot. It grossed $17.9 million worldwide.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. And then, okay. Oh my gosh. How great are her friends? So I guess shall we turn red?
Yeah, let's turn red.
Turn in the plot of Turning Red.
Not seeing red.
Right, that's a different movie. Yeah. So we open up, we meet Maylin Lee. She's a 13-year-old gal. I absolutely was in love with her because she reminded me so much of myself when I was little, yeah. Just because it was like, so this is set in 2002. But so I feel
basically
like
basically my age. So I'm like, that's me.
But like, wasn't the Tamagotchi much earlier than that?
They did have some things that were wrong, because then also there's a moment later where they have a red panda shirt and it says Fur Baby, and I think Fur Baby was later a thing, right?
What's when fur
people
baby?
Talking what the heck about is
Fur Baby? Fur Baby is what people call their pets. That's my Fur Baby, oh. And that's like a later thing. And then also she has a bunch of things that look like Squishmallows, which weren't really big in the early 2000s either. Oh. Like, so I'm so they pulled some things from nowadays. They kind of just generically, but Tamagotchis are still around. There is a line of BTS Tamagotchis coming out later this year.
Oh no way!
No way!
Yeah, from their Tiny Tan collection, and I am thinking about buying one. God. They don't come out till October, but you know.
Oh man, the Tamagotchi was so much work. It was so much work.
My mom took mine into work because I couldn't bring it to school to keep it alive.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So she narrates about her life, and like she talks about like how cool she is, like 24/7, 365. And she lives with her parents, and they take care of the family's temple that's dedicated to their ancestor, Sun Yi. And so we meet her mom and her dad. Her mom's very overprotective. And then I didn't take notes for like the first 15 minutes. That's why I'm being so awkward about this right now. We meet her friends, Miriam, Priya, and Abby. They love this boy band called 4Town.
Yeah.
And
but there's five of them in it.
There are five of them. And May kind of acts like she's not as into them.
Yeah.
Like she acts she's like she's not
I wasn't
into, the boys.
Into them last year, but now I'm like into them now.
But I think it's because like her mom has made it clear that like, you know, liking boys is like not cool.
Yeah.
So May has a crush on the local convenience store clerk, and she...
Well, May doesn't. It's her friends who do. They're all like, oh my God, he's so cute. And she's like, I don't have time for boys.
Oh, that's right. She acts like she doesn't. And then we see later on, it kind of like comes out.
It hits her later. I've been there. We're like, I don't like him. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do I like him? Oh my God, I love him.
Oh, yes. Okay, so that's right. And then so eventually when she goes home, she starts doodling.
Yeah.
And she draws a little picture of him. She's like, well, this is where I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this isn't a Pixar movie, because she's drawing pictures of this boy. And like, I think she says something about him being sexy.
Yeah, he's like shirtless, and like they're like anime drawings of him, and they're very good.
Yeah, it's great.
Domi was saying that she used to do that in high school. That's how she like got the inspiration for it. And honestly, if I could draw, I'd probably be drawing cute boys too, but I can't stick figures.
May's mom comes in and like finds these drawings and immediately drives to the convenience store.
Oh my goodness.
Storms in and asks what he's been doing, and just, oh my God, it's so like, how this is could so this embarrassing. Happen?
I would never speak to my mom again if she did this to me.
Yes, because like obviously nothing happened. Like, I don't, yeah. just how do you would do you think this is something realistic that could happen in real life, that a parent would not only storm down there immediately but also bring her child with her and just jump to all these conclusions based on doodles?
Yes.
I'm sure there are parents who do that.
Absolutely. So it's wild. It's so embarrassing. And that kid, Tyler, who is kind of like the bully, is there, and they all make fun of May. And so she has a nightmare, and she wakes up the next morning as a giant red panda.
So cute. And
Mom basically thinks that she's gotten her period, which, again, I was like, oh my god, is this movie about periods? I know.
They call it the red peony or something.
She has lots of fun terms for it.
Yeah. I mean, also, is this the first time in a Pixar or Disney movie where they, like, do directly reference, like, pads and periods? Yeah, and
I would
stuff
say
like that.
Not only but that,
it's
but I
fine. It's a fine discussion to have.
Well,
we
yes,
should have
oh,
it
I love
sooner.
It.
Yeah, but I just know there was a lot of debates about, like, now a lot of people are like, I have to explain to my kids now what
Wait,
a period is.
Are you
is.
Serious?
Yes,
yeah,
this
there
was controversial.
Yeah.
You're
well, because the
kidding.
Thing is, there is not a lot of content for people of this age group, for like the preteen kind yeah. of area. They're like little kid stuff, and then there's like teen and older kid stuff, but there isn't really like a coming of age like type of media, and so it's not talked about, which is wild.
The
that parents
that
would
I know,
think they
and yeah everyone has seen, all girls I know have seen from this age, is the American Girl book that tells you kind of about periods. That's the only thing that people have
I'm
seen.
I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar, so I never learned about periods.
You never wow. learned about it. I seriously, when I first got my period, I thought that I had some kind of disease.
Really?
I was
oh,
like,
no,
what is wrong
know.
With me? I hid it from my mom for a few days until she found out by looking at my laundry. And then I was like, I'm dying. And she's
oh,
like, no, that's
no.
your period.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because no
hey,
one
that's
why
we need to have this
people.
Kind of conversation.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. We need this movie.
Bodies are not shameful. No. Bodies are natural. And the more info you have, the better prepared you can be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I may have learned from Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
A no. book I did also read. That's how I found out about periods, too.
No. Yeah.
I only read the American Girl book. It teaches you also how all boobs are different, too.
Is oh yeah. oh yes it is good to know it is good to know because media doesn't show us these mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. So May brushes herself as a panda and kind of calms herself down and begins to turn back into a girl.
Yeah.
And
she has red hair.
Yes, she has red hair now. And so she goes to school, and her friends tell her that the Daisy Mart incident's going around school, but she has to stay calm because she knows now that the rules are anytime she kind of gets worked up, she will turn into a panda. So Tyler hangs May's doodles all around school, which, again, is so awful. How did he get
that? I will say, though, that he looked like all of my bullies growing up.
Yeah.
It was just like perfectly animated. It's like great.
Yeah. Is he wearing, he's wearing like a sweatband on his head?
Yeah. He's like
yes.
a jock.
Yes. He's a jock, a basketball jock.
Yes. Okay. But more, oh God, if this weren't enough. Next, Ming shows up outside of the classroom window and she's drawing attention by yelling about
scene.
Pads. Oh my God. Yes. Because the security guard's like, you can't be here. You're like going through the front, and she kicks him.
I do love the representation of the security guard, though.
First of all, first of all, this is so cool because in most Pixar movies, they like really pay homage to a specific culture, mm-hmm. and I think it did the same for Canada, and they showed how diverse Canada actually is.
Yeah,
like it's the most diverse Pixar movie I can remember.
It's
you know?
Really, really cool. Also, it's really cool to see the makers of this film because they're also diverse and mostly women. Like the documentary is like, I think, I don't really remember, but yeah, it's really cool to see as well. because right, it's just a sample of like how Toronto is in this area. So she shows up outside. And then of course, you know, May turns into a panda over this crazy commotion going on, and she runs home through the neighborhood.
And there's the cutest old man who's like,
So Ming finds May as a panda, she's crying, and then she and May's dad aren't surprised. And May's like, wait, what? Excuse me, this is a thing that happens? And we find out that their ancestor Sun Yi asked to be turned into a red panda during wartime, and the gods granted it to her because this transformation helped her protect her family. However, now it's something that gets passed down through generations and is more of a nuisance than a protection. And so they've figured out a way to, what do they call it? Control the panda or get rid of the panda? So they do a ritual that, banish the panda by the full moon. And so they have to do this or she'll never be free and have to turn into a panda all the time. And the full moon is a month away. So...
yeah.
Great.
Scary.
So we're gonna wait. We have a month to turn into a panda. Yeah. And so they take all the furniture out of her room because I guess it kind of got destroyed. But this part to me was like, this is a sad detail because she's essentially living in like an empty cell. And then her friends show up at her window, but she is a panda, so she doesn't want them to see her. However, they have news that Four Town is coming to Toronto.
Yeah, and here's a cool thing too, because like I was expecting her to hide this like secret for the rest of the movie, but it happened really fast, and the friends immediately were on her side. And yeah. We're in full support of her turning into a panda.
These are the best
which
friends.
That was
so
like
sweet.
They are really good. They truly love each other.
Yeah,
they're like great
they're
friends.
So
you know?
Good. Yeah, it is interesting also because like you said, it's not only and it's not even just a secret between them. Eventually, like the whole school knows.
Yeah.
So Four Town is coming, however, they're coming before the full moon. And it's unlikely that she'll be able to contain this. With the excitement
of
the
concert. Yeah,
they're
coming on the 18th.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she gets all worked up, and then her friends sing to her to calm her down. They sing her calm, is what I meant. Yeah. Oh, it's so cute.
Thank you.
Then mom and dad try to test May by giving her a box of kittens.
Oh, yeah. So what she finds out is that she doesn't turn into a panda if she thinks about her friends because her friends calm her down. So then she figures out the reveal, and then that's when her parents put the test on her by like telling her different things that would work her up. But she always keeps thinking about her friends. And then, yeah, the box of kittens is like the biggest thing to get a reaction. And they're so cute. But
they're so cute.
My
so
question
so
is,
sweet.
Do they own these box of cats? Like,
yeah,
who do they belong to? Where they found it with a lot of ease. So,
yeah.
Do they just throw them away afterwards? Like, I'm a little
foster
like,
parents.
Yeah.
Of cats.
Just for that box of kittens.
And then they will get adopted out afterward.
There's probably a service in Toronto where, like, if you're sad one day, you can call and a box of kittens will show up for the day.
Yeah, that seems like good. Yeah, that seems very Canadian, actually.
Yeah. Rent a box of kittens for a day.
Mm-hmm. It's like a cat cafe that comes to you.
Yeah.
Right.
So May asks to go to the concert. Mom says no because she won't be able to control herself. And then
yeah,
grandma
honestly,
calls. I mean, yeah, like, please.
You give me at a concert, I think I'm going to be normal, and then they come out, and I'm like, ah!
You can't not. It's, like, manufactured to be the most exciting thing.
I cry, you know?
as we all should. It's so exciting. There's, like, nothing better than the entrance moment at a concert, you know what I mean? Like, that moment pop up.
Where they're, like, popping out of fire.
It's so good. Yeah, there's always like confetti and fire and lighting effects. Oh, it's so fun. So grandma calls and she says she's on her way with reinforcements. So this is a ritual that all of the family members have performed before and they know they all want to be there. Okay, but then the gals all decide that they're going to sneakily go to the concert because all their parents to varying degrees said they could and couldn't go. However, they need money for the tickets, and the tickets are $200 each.
That's insane for 2002 prices.
Yeah. And also, like, 13-year-olds, how do you get that much money?
Yeah. You don't know. You have to ask your parents.
Exactly. So, okay, so the other kids see May as a panda and offer money to take photos with the panda. And now we've got a business. And Tyler invites May to his party as the panda for $200. And that will push them over the edge, basically. And so that's all the money they need. So Grandma and all the others arrive, and she tells May that she's got to get rid of the panda, even, like, gives her sort of like a heart-to-heart kind of chat about it, because I think at this point, you know. Yeah, because
the more she turns into the panda, it's harder it's going to be for her to get rid of it.
Mm.
So her grandma's like, you got to stop. And she's like, okay.
So May shows up to Tyler's party in a panda costume, which is very funny to me.
Yeah, it's the costume that she used to wear to the temple for, like, all the visitors or whatever. But it's very so fun. Good Halloween costume, by the way.
Yeah.
Great Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah. Like a cardboard panda. Okay, and so if she doesn't turn into a panda at this party, they won't have enough money for the concert. But she decides to do it. So she turns into the panda. Yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah. And then Mom goes upstairs and finds May's boy band stash and sees that she
and the fur baby shirt.
Gone.
Yeah, the fur baby, baby shirt.
Sees that she's gone. She's not there. And what's going to happen? However, the gals get the money and they go to the rooftop and they're super excited because they're all going to go to the concert. And May's friends say, you know, what if she kept the panda? You know, would that be so bad?
Oh, yeah. But also they realize, it's Toledo, not Toronto. Yes, and then the concert's happening on the night of the ritual. God. Of course it is.
Wouldn't you know it? Two big events. What are the chances they're going to be on the same night?
Who goes to Toledo?
Four Town.
No offense to all our Toledo listeners.
Four Town does. Of course. They're the best band ever.
Yeah.
So Ming arrives at the party and lectures May's friends for using her, which May doesn't argue with. She doesn't explain that.
That was very upsetting to me.
Yeah, that it really was, because they were all, you know, all on the same team and they were all supporting each other. So now it's the night of the ritual. Okay.
Slash concert.
Yeah. And May's dad sees a video of Panda May dancing with her friends and, like, how much fun they're having.
I love this dad.
He's so sweet. And then dad chats with her about people having all sides. And, you know, you don't have to push the bad stuff away, but you can learn to live with it. You know, hint, hint, maybe you don't need to.
Yeah. He also kind of lets her know that her mom also really struggled. And it's why that the mom and her grandma don't have a good relationship anymore.
And it was because of the dad.
Yeah.
Oof.
She wanted... Of course, it's always the dad.
So they start the ritual. And then we cut to a forest. And May meets Sunny's spirit. And she starts to fight herself. And it's kind of like... It's cool, but I kind of don't really understand what's happening. So there's sort of like a mirror. And if you go through the mirror, you're
then
getting
you get rid
of
your panda. Because the panda stays behind.
Yeah.
But... May doesn't want to get rid of her red panda. She likes her red panda.
Yeah, exactly. So she fights it, and then she escapes and goes to the concert as the panda.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so then Ming's necklace breaks, and we find out that her necklace was, like, holding the spirit of her panda, and she turns into a panda.
A giant red panda. This
very
woman is
giant.
Huge. Also, very funny hair. Her hair is very funny.
Very mom hair.
Yeah. So we go to the concert, and the friends make up. Tyler is also there, and then they become friends with him, too, which is a very fun little moment.
Yeah. And their little anime eyes when they see Fortown come on stage. So cute.
Oh, I love the anime eyes. So this is the most amazing entrance that we get. It is a mashup of Backstreet Boys and NSYNC because, like, Backstreet Boys Millennium, they're all, like, all in white. And then NSYNC had, like, cages for No Strings Attached.
I didn't know that.
So this is amazing.
But it could also be Miley Cyrus, you know, Can't Be Tamed.
Can't Be Tamed, of course.
Yes, and then, oh, man, the angel wings.
They fly in the air, yeah.
Oh,
right.
It's so good.
Of course, Fortown, a nod to O-Town, of course.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. Making the Band, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Mama Panda shows up. She is mad.
This
and
is
then
scary.
Mom, it is. They have a
I
showdown.
Ooh, I loved it so much.
Then
all
Grandma,
the kids at the concert are like, ah! And then Fortown, I mean, hanging from their wings, being all scared. I was scared for Fortown. I was worried for
can
them.
Can you imagine getting upstaged at your concert when you are Fortown?
Yeah, upsetting.
I mean, by pandas, yeah. So Grandma busts out her panda. So do all the others, and they begin the ritual chant to save Mom, or to reel Mom back in.
Yeah. And earlier we found out that the ritual, you have to sing a song, but it can be any song you want. Mm-hmm. So now they can sing Fortown.
Yes.
That's true.
And Fortown joins in.
It's so good. They're so good. I'm a huge fan.
They're such great musicians. They can just vibe with anything.
Yeah, they come out and there's lights behind them because they're angelic and they're singing. And the friends are singing too. They're Boots and Cats.
Boots and Cats. Yeah. Boots and Cats. So we go back to the forest and May finds Ming as a kid in the forest. And she says that she feels she won't be good enough for her mom or anyone. Pretty sad because, you know, now we get Mom's innermost worries, fears. So she brings her mom to her grandma and they hug. And May decides to stay a panda. And then the museum makes lots of money and they have panda photo ops.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money for the broken ass stadium that they demolished.
Yeah, they're raising money for this.
It's not just they don't make profit. They are on a deficit right now. So it's actually quite tragic.
It's very sad. Yeah.
Well.
And also I was sad that like Fortown didn't come back. They didn't really finish their concert, really.
True.
But they had other shows. Well, they kind of had like a pile of rubble.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. But she did get like an autograph with them, right? Or
that's true. That picture at the very end. Yeah. Yeah, they were all there at the game.
Yeah. But do you guys stick to the end of the credits for the extra scene?
No.
Remind us what it was.
It was the dad dancing around to Fortown.
Oh,
and he's got jazzy glasses.
So great.
Yes, it's very cute.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That reminds me how one time during the Super Bowl, I think it was like a Black Eyed Peas Super Bowl, I like walked in at the end and my dad was just dancing around like crazy. And that's like not something I'd seen him do before. And he was just like, wow, it's really good. That's so good. And I was like, what the heck? You're a Black Eyed Peas fan. Okay.
That's so funny.
I was going to say that's like my dad. He loved Taylor Swift. So
that's
he would
so
be rocking out to support him too. But
it's so funny. So
dads funny. Are funny.
My dad is like not like a cool dad at all. But the weirdest thing that he's the weirdest specific is that one of his favorite movies is Drive Me Crazy.
The Melissa Joan Hart movie.
Yeah, like would watch it and be like, your sisters want to watch this. And I'm like, no, they don't. And they're like, no, we don't. And he would just play it just to be like, oh, Christina and Diana want to watch this. And they're like, no, we don't.
That's so what my dad would do too. He would like buy me Glee CDs, but he'd be like, I bought this for you. I just put it on my computer
that's
first.
So funny.
Those are the funniest gifts when it's clearly for the person who bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, I'm just. There is a TikTok I saw where this girl was like, I put on Princess Diaries and my dad got really into it.
Oh, yes. That was so funny. Yeah. He like didn't want to watch it, but then he starts going, wow. Good.
Yeah, and then by the end he's like, wait, what? Yeah, so
it's really good. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
So what is the moral of turning red?
I think it's something along the lines of what the dad said, where, you know, just because, you know, like people have all sides and it's okay to accept them all, and we just kind of learn to manage them.
Yeah.
And try and grow as we can.
Yeah. Mine is boy bands make people happy.
Honestly, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And there should be more boy bands.
Absolutely. Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
Right. The moral of the story for me is, listen, the true testament of being a good friend is if they take care of your Tamagotchi for you.
Oh, yes. So my mom is a really good friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good friend. Also, aww, it's so funny how her mom's panda ends up in the Tamagotchi.
Yes, that was also funny. And then also the whole funny thing about, like, in Chinese culture, 4 is, like, bad.
Yeah.
And 4Town, and they had to use things that were there at the concert, so they used a 4 necklace for 4Town, and the grandma is pissed about it.
It's so funny. Yeah, she's like, bad luck, as she loses some card game.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Let's cast ourselves in Turning Red. Who would we play?
It's so hard.
Oscar, you get to be one of the 4Town members who is
please.
No one remembers their name.
Okay, which one though? Which one? Marcus? One is more popular than the other one.
Is it Marcus?
Which one?
G. Is there a Turing as G?
G?
What is the other?
There's Marcus K and Marcus T, I believe.
Okay.
Aaron
K.
Z, Aaron T.
Aaron Z.
Jesse,
Aaron.
Robert, and Tyler.
So we can't remember their names, but we love them.
And that's why I am perfect. I would be Aaron T for sure.
Aaron T. Aaron T. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we're all 4Town members.
Yeah. Can I be Taeyang?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Claire, you're Robert.
Robert. But also, I feel like I have a little bit of Abby in me, but not as aggressive as her.
Oh,
she
my
is
gosh.
Aggressive.
She is Abby so is funny.
The overalls one.
Oh, the
I saw her
girl.
And I was like,
oh,
yeah.
I love her.
I saw her and I was like, that looks like me. But yeah.
She's so funny.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, what are their friends' names again?
Okay.
Miriam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Abby Miriam. And Priya.
Miriam was Brace's girl, and Priya is like the. Oh, there was a moment. Okay, so I'll say that there was a weird. I see myself. I feel like there's elements of Priya that I have, and there was a moment where they're at the party and it's like really
the
awkward.
The charades.
Not the charades, like where she shows up, where. She shows up, turns into a panda, and then swoops all her friends to dance. And it's a blink it and you'll miss moment. But Priya is with the other goth girl, and they're sort of like talking to each other. And then you see them dancing later, and then it cuts to them, and they're all sort of happy for Priya and like nudging each other, like, oh my God, she's. So to me, Priya's sort of like a queer icon.
Yeah.
To me, I think that she's queer. So if I was one of the Turning Red girls, I would be Priya for sure.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I didn't even catch that detail. That's so fun.
Yeah, it's a very subtle move, but I caught it. I was like, ooh, that's cool. I like
that. Yeah.
They're all so funny, and I love how comfortable they are being themselves. It's so nice. It's so good.
Yeah.
And like you feel their friendship. Like they really, really, really love each other.
They're cute.
Oh, I know. All the we got you, girl. Don't worry. And like the
There was a funny story in that Turning Red documentary about how they were talking about their friends in high school, and one of the girls said that they got invited to a party and they all showed up to the party and then they all looked at each other and were like, we don't want to go in, and then they went and bought a cake and ate a cake in the car and then went home. And I was like, that sounds like a great group of friends. I want that. Because I also don't like going to parties. So, but
And that's why they were eating a cake on the roof in that scene.
Oh, so cute. Yeah.
Oh,
they were eating his cake, which I'm like, either he has two cakes or they sort of stole the cake. I feel like that would be more
iconic.
Straight up stealing
iconic.
The cake.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think it's time to rate this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Out of five Tamagotchis, how many Tamagotchis do we give Turning Red?
Okay, well, I love this movie and I want to give it five Tamagotchis, but I do have one thing that I'm sad about. I think there should be more Four Town. I really wanted to see that was the most exciting part for me because I was excited to see Four Town because I am like those girls. So I want to see, and you know, they would agree with me. They want more Four Town. I want more Four Town. So I'm going to give it a 4.5 Tamagotchis. Yeah.
Oh yeah. When you said more Four Town, I thought you meant more members, like seven members at first, but
You know, seven members would be great because that's how many BTS, but yeah, you know, I get that five is the American standard.
Yeah.
For boy bands.
Yeah. So more Four Town sequences, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. I want to see a sequel to Turning Red where it's more Four Town.
Yeah. So I mean, I also love this. This movie, it felt like a warm hug to me because there were so many familiar things. Mm-hmm. And I really would love, speaking of hugs, to hug May as the panda. Like, she looks so soft and cuddly.
Why isn't that a character in the parks yet?
Oh, I don't know. But, oh, Disney. Man, it would be so great. Kind of like when you meet, like, Sully or, like, Chewbacca. They're just kind of like... engulf you. However, I mean this is probably just me, but I felt like some of it was overly complicated with the rules of the panda to me, even though it is simple now that we've broken it down. But I remember the first time I saw it, I wasn't exactly clear what needed to be done. So, but it's essentially like they just have to trap its essence, I think. But they still have to stay calm because they can break it open. Anyway,
her necklace broke, so that it breaks open.
Oh, I see. Okay, so, yeah. Well, because of that, I'll give it a 4.5 as well.
Yeah, I think Turning Red, I have to really say, I keep wanting to say Seeing Red. What in the world is happening? Turning Red is so beautifully animated. I do... honestly think it is the best looking Pixar movie I've seen in a very long time. The style is so specific to sort of like my favorite things in the world, which is anime, specifically Ranma and a Half and Fruits Basket. Like the fact, oh, it just is that reference point. I like completely understand. I grew up watching those animes. Like I totally get it. Also culturally, like I was at that pocket growing up, that perfect age group. So I did, it was a cool period piece for me. And again, like, I do think they handled Canadian culture in such a way that was like, while also dealing with, you know, Chinese Canadian culture, immigrant culture in such a really cool way that it made me really looking forward to visiting Toronto. Like I've been to Toronto one time and I loved it, but now I want to see to just like look at it. Like, they have that like little, I would like that Toronto Space Needle.
Yeah.
That to me is like the, it's so iconic in the movie. So like, I really fell in love with the aesthetic of Turning Red. There is that thing that Pixar does that I'm a little like, I'm not crazy about, which is like, like what Claire was saying, it's like a plot mash that feels a little too convenient. Like the dad finding the camcorder seemed a little too like convenient plot wise. The story of like, oh, how to contain the red panda felt a little too convenient. That it like detracts it from being like the perfect Pixar movie. But all in all, I think it's great. And also truly to echo what Rachel is saying, not enough Four Town. Like I really thought we were going to get a full Four Town performance and we didn't. And I was a little like, I was a little mad about that.
Yeah.
So I was seeing red, watching Turning Red. So for that aspect alone, I'm going to give it 4.5 Tamagotchis.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping for like a standout moment at the end of a Goofy movie where like May as a red panda got to perform with Four Town.
Oh, that would have been so beautiful.
And then she brings all her friends up, lovely. Like a Xenon girl of the 21st century.
Mm,
You know what? Maybe it is all watching all these DCOMs and Disney movies that have really spoiled it for us.
Yes. But you know what? Are we spoiled or are we just expecting something better? You know?
Interesting. Interesting.
Or are we just expecting more?
I'm not mad. I'm not seeing red. I'm just, you know, turning red.
Oh, you're not fully there yet.
Yeah.
Just blushing slightly. Yeah. Slightly.
Blushing.
I was going to say, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. But I said, I'm not seeing red. I'm turning red. Doesn't work, but.
Oh, boy. Well,
wait, Oscar, do you have any tattoo times?
Oh my gosh. Was there something that
the doodles?
Yeah, I was thinking I honestly would get a doodle, but I don't get tattoos.
Tattoo time would be Devin as a mermaid.
Oh yeah.
Cause that is so really coolly drawn, and the way that it was splayed out was like to have that across my chest. I think like to have Devin as a mermaid would be really nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Mm-hmm,
Can you get that so I can look at it?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Every time you see Oscar, you're like, can I just take a look at your chest?
Yeah.
I don't want to see you, but I do want to see your chest.
Oh my God, it's so good. And my imaginary with Rachel is Disney. Where is May as Red Panda?
I mean, the fact that it's not in the parks is wild to me.
Please. Wild. I can't wait to hug May as Red Panda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. We talked about turning red. I still want to say seeing red. Mm-hmm. We did it. We watched, talked, and dissected Turning Red. I'm just so excited to, you know, I watch these Pixar movies and I'm like, what's next, Pixar? Give me the next thing. So I can't wait to see what the next Pixar project will be.
Yeah. I think they're coming out so quickly. It'll probably be here before we know it.
They just announced the new one, I think. It's about elements, I think.
Ooh, science.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zodiacs, I don't know.
Like the periodic table of?
That's what I was
like. Like forces of nature.
Like air, wind.
Like earth and
air, wind. Just air.
Air wind?
Air, fire, earth, and water. I think it also might be Asian influenced.
Ooh.
But I
unfortunately,
scrolled.
Boron representation will have to wait.
Wow. I really thought you meant periodic table of elements, but I'm excited for whichever version we get.
You know what? If you're excited about it, you should write it. Send it into Pixar. So
this Pixar movie will have, 56 characters in it?
Yeah. The noble gases will be the assholes, you know?
It's going to be like the Emoji Movie, but with elements.
Oh, God. And we all know how that one turned out.
I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, shall we?
Have to go.
We're so close to the end of the DCOM vault.
Yeah.
We gotta keep going.
You know, just like Fortown had to get to the next tour stop, we gotta get to our next tour stop.
We gotta go to Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
During the full moon, hopefully. Or not Toledo on the full moon, but.
Yeah,
you know.
Blood moon.
Yeah.
That was
blood
accurate.
Moon. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening. I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for listening. If you're keeping along with us, what are we watching next week? If you're keeping along with us.
Yeah, if you're keeping along.
I'm like, okay, yeah, sure.
If you're keeping up and watching along, what are we watching next week, y'all?
Tangled, Before and Never After?
Yeah, Before Ever After. I believe this is an animated one. I've never seen this, but I think there's a Tangled series.
Yeah, there's a Tangled series. So here's the thing. We have Tangled the movie, right? And then the series takes place before they get married because there was also that Tangled short where they get married. Remember that? So this is the series takes place in between that time of like after the movie and before they get married. So the Tangled Ever After movie sets up the TV series.
Oh,
where, because Rapunzel gets her hair back, I think.
Oh.
Does she?
Yeah, she has her hair in this photo, at least.
So it explains how she gets her hair back.
Oh, wow. This voice,
which
cast
is strange,
is
because at the wedding she doesn't have her hair, right?
She doesn't.
Right.
So she somehow loses it at the end of the TV show, I guess. Maybe.
Look,
I don't know.
It's like how if you see Beauty and the Beast in the parks, he's a beast again. You know, it's like we just gotta.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like when you're at Avengers campus, all the dead Avengers are there.
Right.
You know.
Right. I mean, it truly is a multiverse where all versions of reality exist at once.
And DCOMs are no different. The DCOM is truly the multiverse of madness.
It really is. This is only 55 minutes long.
Great.
It looks like it's a musical because it says composers, Alan Menken, Glenn Slater.
Alan Menken. Okay. Yeah, is Mandy Moore gracing us with their presence in this
one? Yes, Mandy Moore, Zachary Levi, Eden Espinosa, who's another Broadway actress, Clancy Brown, Julie Bowen.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Okay.
I went to the panel for the TV show at D23. All the people came back for it. They love Tangled.
It's so fun. I'm super excited for this.
Listen, and if you want to watch it, it's streaming on Disney Plus.
Yes. And if you want more content from us, you can become a patron and watch these as video episodes. You can join our live watch parties. You can join our Discord.
Yeah.
And that's patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault.
Yeah. And if you want to talk to us about anything Tangled related, I've got theories. And no, but I can have theories for you. It's Inside the Disney Vault on Instagram and ITDV Podcast on Twitter.
Amazing.
Perfect. I am excited to hear your theory.
Yeah.
Next week when we talk about this movie. But until then, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.